local storm. The house is big and rambling and slightly run down, but the garden is perfection in the twilight. Over by the raspberry bushes, George, the gardener, has dug a large square pit, which Mrs. Wentworth has noticed from the living room windows. The house is on the edge of town, but Mrs. Wentworth doesn't mind that. She rather enjoys it, except when it storms. Tonight there are forked flashes of jagged lightning in the east, which throw the old house into sharp pearl-gray silhouette. The air is silent, fearful, unmoving, even though the climbing black clouds race and swirl in the angry sky. In Mrs. Wentworth's living room, Dr. George Campbell controls his irritation with great effort. When he speaks, his voice is quiet, but firm.
I feel that the time has come, Mrs. Wentworth, when you and I should have a very frank talk.
Dr. Campbell, you're very young and rather sweet, and I know just what you're going to say. You think I don't try to get well, isn't that it?
Not quite. I was going to say that you're not nearly as sick as you think you are.
How old are you, Dr. Campbell?
Well, I don't see that my age has anything to do with it.
You're about 30, aren't you?
I'm 32.
There you are. How can anybody 32 be expected to know what it's like to be a cripple and all alone in the world?
Mrs. Wentworth, it's just a question of attitude.
I used to be like you, young and strong and full of spirit and beauty. But now I'm old. I'm old and I'm all alone. Thank goodness I've a little money. If I didn't, I don't know what would happen to me.
Why won't you do as I tell you? If you take the lamp treatments and the massage, why, I'm
sure
that...
Oh, Dr. Campbell, I just can't stand the thought of some big, coarse woman rubbing my bare body with oil. It's just very vulgar. I don't like it.
But that's so silly. With massage and some effort on your part, I'm sure you could recover the use of your legs.
Is it God's will that I'm to be a cripple in a wheelchair, or there's nothing else to do but have faith in his wisdom?
It isn't God's will, Mrs. Wentworth. It's yours.
Oh,
if you'd only make an effort, if you'd do what I tell you. I do want to help you, but you've got to cooperate. If you'd try walking, even a couple steps a day. If you just ignore the pain for a moment...
Ignore it, my dear boy. Sometimes even sitting still, the agony is so excruciating that it's only by sheer strength of will I keep from fainting.
Nonsense. If you're sitting still, your legs can't possibly be painful.
Oh, dear me, that thunder. I do hope we're not going to have a storm. I'm just terrified of them. I remember the year we built this house, we had a storm...
Mrs. Wentworth, do you want me to continue treating you?
Well, of course I do, you silly boy.
But I'm not doing you any good.
Well, just keep on trying, and I'm sure I'll improve. I'm sure of it.
I'm terribly busy. I've got two patients right now who are desperately ill, and they require a great deal of my time. They need me much more than you do.
Oh.
I can't keep on taking your money for calling on you socially twice a week.
You don't know what it's like. You're young. You've got friends. Here I am, stuck in this old barn of a house, away from everything, with just Olive to look after me. You can't understand what it's like to be 67 and have to push yourself around in a wheelchair, and to have buried two sons and a husband. There's nobody in the world who gives a hang whether you live or die.
Oh, come, Mrs. Wentworth, it's not that bad.
You see, you just don't understand.
I can't keep coming out here twice a week when there's nothing wrong with you.
Of course, if you think it's a hopeless case, why...
You're not a hopeless case, you're a hopeless patient.
Oh, please don't stop coming to see me, Dr. Campbell. I will take the medicine and I'll think about the massage, but please don't stop coming. And see if you can't think up some new sort of treatment, injections or something that could really improve me.
All right, I'll try. Well, I've got to be going now.
Oh, if you see George in the garden, tell him to give you some flowers for Mrs. Campbell.
All right, thanks.
George has such a way with flowers. Be sure to ask him for a great big bunch.
And you be sure to take your tonic. I want to see that bottle empty when I come on Friday.
I will. I'll take it night and morning. Oh, Olive. Olive! Stupid girl. That doesn't do it. Oh, dear, dear. I wish it wouldn't storm. Olive! Come here, Olive, will you, dear?
I heard you, Mrs. Wentworth. I was just fixing you a tray in the kitchen.
Oh, what are you doing with that umbrella?
This is Thursday, ma'am, my night out.
Oh, well, I'll fix my pillows, will you? Hiya, dear. Hiya.
That all right?
Right between my shoulders. That's good. Now it's in the small of my back, but it hurts most. Now then, wheel me over to the window.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and please, Olive, speak to George about oiling this wheelchair. That squeak is terribly irritating. You've no idea how annoying it is to hear every time you move around.
This all right?
Yes, dear. Fine. I'll tuck the afghan around my ankles.
That's it.
I just hate it when it storms. I'm terrified of lightning and thunder. My husband used to think it was so silly, but I'd just fly into his arms like a little bird the moment there was thunder. Isn't that silly?
Thunder never hurts no one, and if you're hit by lightning, you never know it anyway.
Oh, dreadful thought. Oh, Olive, this is going to be a bad one.
Yeah.
Just look at that sky. It's getting so dark. You'd better turn on the lights.
All right, Mrs. Wentworth. Will that be all, Mrs. Wentworth? Shall I bring your supper now?
No, I'm not hungry yet.
Left everything on a tray on the kitchen table. It'll be there when you want it.
Olive, would you mind staying home just this once? I just can't bear to be left alone in a storm. I know it's silly, but I'm just terrified of it. Please, Olive, would you mind missing your night out just this once?
I missed it last week.
You did?
Yeah, you had a headache.
Oh, Olive, dear, I know you've put up with a lot, but you won't be sorry. I've arranged in my will for you to get a little something.
I can't stay in tonight.
Well, you can go tomorrow instead.
No, I got a date, Mrs. Wentworth. I'm sorry.
A date? Who with?
Joe Bracken.
But, Olive, he's just an ordinary garage man.
I'm just an ordinary maid.
No, you're not, my dear. You're a fine, sensitive girl, and when I die, I'm going to leave
you... I'm sorry, Mrs. Wentworth. Joe's expecting me to meet him.
Oh, dear, that was such a loud one. Oh, no, it's starting to rain. Olive, oh, dear, I just can't be left alone in this huge old house when there's a storm. It makes me terribly nervous and upset.
You'll be perfectly all right, ma'am. When you're ready for supper, you can wheel yourself out to the kitchen and eat off the kitchen table.
Are you determined to keep this silly engagement?
It isn't silly.
You can go tomorrow night.
Joe's working tomorrow night.
Well, the next night, then.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Wentworth. There's nothing else you want. I'd better get started.
For 4 years now, I've treated you like my very own daughter, and this is all the thanks I get for you.
I didn't ask to be treated like a daughter, ma'am.
Olive.
Well, I didn't. I know you're good to me in your own way, but I've a right to my Thursdays.
All right, Olive. If that's the way you feel, go ahead. Doesn't matter about me anyway. I'm just a silly old woman that's lived too long anyhow. Go ahead. The house is struck by lightning and catches fire. I don't know how I'll get out, but that doesn't matter. If you're determined to go, go.
I'll be home early, Mrs. Wentworth.
I hope you can enjoy yourself while I'm sitting here all alone.
I'll enjoy myself, Mrs. Wentworth. I'll be with Joe. Night.
Oh, dear, I do wish it would stop. It makes me so frightened. I just can't stay here all by myself. That wretched squeaking wheel. Nobody ever pays any attention to me. I might just as well not talk at all. Oh, what has that wretched, stupid child done with the phone? Oh, really, Olive, I... Oh, here it is. H. H. Hall. Oh, it's Minnie. 42542. 42542. Hello, Minnie. Oh, it's Amy Wentworth. I wondered if you'd come over and see me tonight. I'm all alone. Olive's gone out, and I just hate being alone. What? Oh, Minnie, a little storm never hurt anybody. Well, but couldn't you take a taxi? Well, all right, Minnie, if that's the way you feel about it, never mind. Well, one certainly finds out about one's friends. Oh, look there. There must be somebody else. There must be somebody that I know, Mrs. Clark. Clark. Yes, now, what is that street again? Oh, dear me, I dropped it. Oh, now, what can I do? Olive, oh, how could you go out and leave me all alone on a night like this? Dear. Information? Oh, yes. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm an old lady, and I'm in a cripple in a wheelchair, and I was looking up the number when I dropped the directory on the floor, and I can't stoop down far enough to pick it up. What? Oh, a Clark. A Mrs. Clark on... Oh, dear me, I know her address as well as my own, but Oh, no. Where does she live? You know, I was going to ask her over because I hate being alone in a storm like this. It makes me so nervous. I can't bear it. And I can... Well, she lives up... Collins. Yes, that's it. North Collins Avenue. Yeah, that's right. Yes, you know, it's such a dreadful evening. I simply couldn't face staying alone, and I thought that... What? Yes. 72790. Oh, thank you, operator. 7 3 7 9 Oh, dear, dear. Oh, no, don't tell me she's out. Where could she go on a night like this? Oh, dear goodness me, surely she's not out. Nobody but an idiot would go out on a night like this. How could Olive leave me alone tonight? Well, there's no use fooling myself. Nobody cares a hang about me. 67 and in a wheelchair and all alone in this big old house on a night like this. Well, I'll just knit a little. Yes, and I'll sing. Oh, yes, I'll sing to myself and tell myself I'm not afraid at all. Walk of angels, cleft for me. Oh, poor darling, they've left me all alone. Who's there? Is there somebody on the porch? Oh, dear, I'm so nervous I just can't stand it. Well, I'll play some records. Yes, I just have some nice, quiet, good music that'll soothe my nerves. There's that album of favorite classics I know. Oh, here it is. Selections from Carmen. Chuchin Chow. Oh, why does everything have to be in French or Chinese? Oh, yes. This is the one. Drink to me only with thine eyes. Stop. Such a horrible, deafening sound. I just play these records. Oh, dear. There. Now I'll just sit here and knit. I just can't let my nerves make a fool out of me any longer. Get with a storm, and it's not good for my heart when I'm dead. Operator, who can I talk to about my electric light? What? Well, I don't know. There was a crash of thunder, my gramophone and the light both went out at the same time. What? Well, how temporary. Well, can't something be done about it? Well, I'm an old woman, and I'm a cripple in a wheelchair, and I'm all alone, and I'm terribly nervous in storms anyway, and surely there's something you can do about getting my life back on. What? Oh, well, I can't dial the power company in the dark. I can dial you because it's just a zero. But I can't see, don't you understand? My lights are out. Well, oh, do you mean temporary for an hour or temporary for 3 or 4? What? No, I don't think lightning struck the house. I think it's still in the line somewhere. Oh, never mind. If you won't help me, why, don't bother. I just hope when you are 67 that you find yourself all alone in a big old house like this with lightning and thunder and... What's the use? Oh. Who's that? Is there somebody there? Is that you, Olive? Who is it? Please don't hurt me. I'm just an old woman in a wheelchair, and you can have everything in the house. Who is it?
George.
George? Well, why didn't you say so? Didn't you hear me shouting at you? What are you trying to do? Frighten me to death?
Oh, I never try to frighten anything to death.
Well, stop this silly, ridiculous business and get some candles from the kitchen. I was sitting here all alone, and suddenly the lights went out. George, where are you? George!
Just keep calm, Mrs. Wentworth. You'll be all right.
But it makes me nervous to talk to anybody in the dark. Now, will you please do what I tell you and go out to the kitchen and get the candles? George, do you hear me? Oh, what's the matter with you? Have you gone crazy? George!
Yes, ma'am.
George, please, like a good boy, go out to the kitchen and get the candles.
You want some light?
Well, of course I want some light. Bad enough sitting here in a wheelchair in a storm like this without sitting in the dark.
Well, if you want light, how's this? Oh, don't get excited, Mrs. Wentworth, ma'am. It's just a flashlight.
There's candles in the kitchen, George. Please, go and get them. With your flashlight, you'll be able to find them very easily. They're on the third shelf of the cupboard, right over the sink. George. George!
Yes, Mrs. Wentworth?
Will you stop shining that flashlight in my face? It's blinding me.
All right. I'll turn it off.
Oh.
There. Oh. Now, how's that?
I don't know what you're trying to do, torturing me like this. I've always treated you well.
Yes, you have treated me all right.
Well, then why don't you get the candles for me?
I like sitting in the dark.
George, if you want to keep your job as my gardener, you'll go instantly to the kitchen and get those candles. George, how are you doing?
I've just give your back a rub. That always soothes people's nerves.
I don't want my back rubbed.
Oh, it'll do you good. Just keep quiet.
George, why are you acting so strangely tonight? You've never been like this before. You've always been so obedient and respectful.
Doesn't this feel good?
Makes me nervous.
Why?
Your hands are so big. I can feel the hair on them rubbing against my cheek.
Just relax, Mrs. Wentworth. Just relax. Now, doesn't this feel good?
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
Will you stop asking me stupid questions like that and go and get the candle so I can see what you're doing?
But you can feel what I'm doing, can't you? I'm just rubbing and rubbing your back and neck. Take the kinks out of you. You know, Mrs. Wentworth, you've got the tiniest neck I ever...
George.
Yeah?
I don't know very much about you.
No.
What did you do before you became a gardener?
Worked in the slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse?
Yes, the slaughterhouse.
You never told me that before. The references didn't say anything about your having worked.
There were a lot of things my references didn't say anything about.
What kind of things?
Wouldn't you like to know?
What did you do in the slaughterhouse?
I hit them on the head with a hammer.
Oh, George, you're a fine boy. You don't have to rub my neck any longer.
Oh, it's no trouble. I like it.
You're a fine, strong boy, George. You've done wonders with the garden. Only the other day I was saying to Mrs. Clark, what a wonderful job you've done in the garden, George. And Mrs. Clark said she certainly thought you had, too. Oh, George, why don't you get the candles from the kitchen?
I like the dark. Oh, what are you jumping on? Back in the field, you quivering all over. You're crazy to let a little storm make you nervous. It isn't much anyway, just local. It'll all be over in another 15 minutes.
What'll be over, George? What'll be over?
Everything.
George, that pit for the raspberry bushes. You said you were filling it with garbage or something to make the raspberries better or something.
No, Mrs. Wentworth. That pit's for you.
Oh, George, you're so funny when you talk like that, but you shouldn't tease me so. I'm an old lady, and you'll be the death of...
You've lived a long time anyway, Mrs. Wentworth.
Oh, stop rubbing my neck like that, please.
All right. All right, I'll stop.
George, there's a whole case of whiskey out in the kitchen. It's in the cupboard by the stove. Why don't you get yourself a drink, George, or take a couple of bottles home? Yes, that's it. You don't need to stay here any longer. I'll be all right now. I'm not nearly so nervous as I was before. And now that I know that... Oh, wouldn't you like a drink of whiskey, George?
I used to hit them on the head with a hammer. With a hammer. Then... with a knife. And string them up. But I had a fight with the foreman.
A fight?
Yes. It was too bad. He was a nice person, too.
What happened to him?
Oh, now, Mrs. Wentworth, you wouldn't expect me to tell you everything.
You're a fine good boy, George. Why don't you get the whiskey and go home? Oh, not that I don't like having you here with me, but you're
probably... Do you really like having me here?
Well, of course I do, of course. George, won't you please get the candle?
No, but I will get the whiskey. Maybe we both should have a little snort before anything happens.
Operator, I'm in terrible danger. My gardener's a homicidal maniac, and I'm an old woman all alone in a wheelchair. And if you don't send the police out right away, I'm afraid it's going to kill me. Operator, will you listen to me, please? My gardener's in this house, and I'm all alone, and I want the police right away. He's going to kill me, don't you understand? And the lights are all out, and he's moving around in the dark, and I'm in a wheelchair. Mrs. Amy.
Now, Mrs. Wentworth, what did you want to go and do that for? Just when I thought you and me could have a little snort. Oh, gee, I don't know. Nobody understands me. Why you have to cry for, I don't know. This is all for your own good, Mrs. Wentworth. You've told me a dozen times that nobody gave a hang for you. That's what you said. So I'm just going to help you, that's all. Oh, now, come on. Have a little drink, huh? Here. You try it first.
No, I don't want it.
If you don't stop crying, Mrs. Wentworth, I'll have to do it right now. But I thought it would be so nice if we had a little snort together.
It hurts, babe. It hurts, babe.
Mrs. Wentworth.
No, you're an idiot. You're crazy. You're going to kill me, aren't you? Aren't you? And if you're going to kill me, please, in the name of heaven, light a candle. I can't stand sitting here with a talking up tea. George, where are you? George!
It won't take long, Mrs. Wentworth.
The light! The light's on! And the crevice! You didn't ignite, George!
No! No! You're just trying to attract attention, aren't you?
Leave me alone, do you understand? Leave me alone! You won't kill me, you won't! I'll get out of here!
No, Mrs. Wentworth. You can't get out. You're all alone.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Go ahead, Mrs. Wentworth.
Scream. You maniac.
Nobody can hear you, Mrs. Wentworth. Go ahead, yell.
Help. Help.
Why don't you try running away, Mrs. Wentworth? Let's see you run.
I will.
Now you've fallen out of your chair, haven't you? Isn't that too bad? Let's see you get up, Mrs. Wentworth. There's no fun in it for me if you're just going to lie there on the floor. No fun at all. Go on. Get up. Get up and run.
I will.
Go on, Mrs. Wentworth. Run to the door. That's it. Oh, you're doing fine, Mrs. Wentworth. You're doing fine. Now open the door and run out into the rain. Go on, Mrs. Wentworth. Open the door. Mrs. Wentworth.
Thank God.
Come on, Mrs. Wentworth. Walk the rest of the way. Please, walk the rest of the way. You asked me to try one more treatment? There's nothing the matter with George, Mrs. Wentworth. He was just pretending. And there's nothing the matter with you. I'm sorry to have to frighten you half to death. But George and I were sure we could get you to walk again if we tried hard enough. Now you'll never have to use that wheelchair again. You're all right now. You're all right.
Fred Collins speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.